Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
This is CSN's Redskins Talk. Here is your host, J.P. Finley.
What up, folks? Redskins Talk Podcast is here. J.P. Finley is your host. That is me. We are ready for a big Friday show in advance of the Redskins' trip to Kansas City for Monday Night Football. My guy Rich Tandler is here. Tandler, what's up, man?
Hey, doing great.
Tandler, when we were in Richmond a month ago, 6 weeks ago, did you think there'd be this much buzz for the Skins going to KC on Monday night?
No. Although in one of my, I did a bold predictions post on Need to Know, and I did say one of my bold predictions was Redskins would be 3-1 going into the bye.
Wow.
So
how many bold predictions do you make like a month?
Oh, I don't make that many. I did this five. I just do it for fun.
Yeah, that's fun. I tell you what, if they're 3-1 going into the bye week, things are going to get pretty dialed up around here.
Yeah.
I mean, if you beat the Raiders and the Chiefs back-to-back, this is going to be, you know, I feel like we haven't seen Skins fever really turned up, especially early in the year in a long time.
Yeah.
And I think you would see it.
Well, three. You know, 1-2 starts. You know, 3-3, those don't tend to move the needle very much.
Right. All right, let's get down to business because local celebrity Mitch Tischler is looking at us like he wants us to hustle. We have a lot to do today. We need to – uh-oh, here it comes.
I want you guys to just go as long as possible.
Yeah, I can tell. So let's set the scene. Tandler, so we're expanding. We've annexed a chair into our mobile podcast studio. Tandler is sitting on the golf cart. I am sitting on a chair, which is actually pretty comfortable. I wanted my computer for us when we start doing the over-under stuff, which we're going to get to here in a minute. We're overlooking the Redskins practice fields. It is a beautiful day. I mean, so to disclose, we're recording this Thursday after practice. We need to get to who we think is playing, isn't playing, all that sort of stuff. But let me do a little table of contents. Tandler and I are going to do our over-unders. We're going to give you our predictions. We also have a awesome interview with Zach Brown, Redskins linebacker. If you are a Skins fan and you like Zach Brown now, wait till you listen to this interview because you're going to love him afterwards. He has the attitude you want from a Pro Bowl, maybe all-pro level linebacker, and I think fans are really going to enjoy that. But, Tandler, let's get to kind of the pressing issues. Jordan Reed, Rob Kelly, Mason Foster, all still limited on the injury report. That's going to emerge throughout the weekend going into Monday night.
Yeah, I think they'll be limited all week.
I agree. Let's just give our kind of predictions. I think Rob Kelly will play. I think Jordan Reed will be a true game-time decision. And I don't know what's going to happen with Mason Foster.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't really on the radar as somebody who was going to miss the game last week. He was limited in practice all week, questionable, just like Reed and Kelly were. But, you know, the thinking was that he would go ahead and push through it. But, you know, I think we really have to – we really do have to wonder about that. Martrell Spate played well in his place. Not Will Compton, which was somewhat surprising. But, so, yeah, I mean, we'll have to see.
We will have to see. And we're not trying to punt on the topic here. It's just – to suggest one way or the other wouldn't really be accurate at this point. It'd be speculative, and we're not in the speculation business unless it's a bold prediction from Rich Tandler.
Or over-unders. That's speculating.
That is. Well, with that segue, let's speculate. We set the over-unders on Wednesday's podcast. We got a ton of great feedback, which I really enjoyed. Tandler, hopefully you enjoyed that as well.
I did.
All right, so our first over-under is Kirk Cousins, 292 pass yards. Tandler, do you want to go? Do you want me to go? How do you want to do this?
I will go on this one first, and I will go under. I think I see an efficient run-oriented offense with Cousins. Let's see. I mean, you know, maybe 20 of 30, something like that. Yeah, that's 66%. That's about where you ought to be for about 275.
All right, we set this one high, and we had to set it high because the guy threw for 360 last week. You got to bump that up. And his average last season was 307 per game. So clearly Kirk performed like crazy last week. He was great. He was named Offensive Player of the Week. Tandler's going under. I'm going to go over, and I'll tell you why. Last week, Phillip Rivers threw for 226. He only completed half of his passes. The Chargers kept turning the ball over. I think Kirk is more accurate. I think as teams are going to have to start game planning for Chris Thompson, which they have to do at this point.
They seems like on half the passes he's caught, he's just had nobody there.
Right, yeah.
Nobody's there.
So I think they're going to have to game plan for Thompson. In turn, I think you're going to see more out of Josh Doctson. I think Terrell Pryor could have a big game. I think Kirk threw 30 passes last week against the Raiders. I think that's entirely possible. You said 20 of 30, right? I just think he's accurate and the offense is clicking. I don't know that they win this week, but I think Kirk goes for 295 right at 300. So I'm going over narrowly, but I'm going over.
Okay.
All right. And our next one is total rush yards. So we've been honest with you. We don't know what's going to happen with Rob Kelly. Samaje Perine looks fine. He's not even limited on the injury report. Basically, he got blasted in the hand. I think his hand is bruised, but I think the team expects him to be fine.
Yeah, and just a side note there, that was a situation where virtually any running back would have fumbled. When you take
he
a helmet
blasted
right
on the hand.
Right. With the ball, it's, you know, you can't, not many backs are going to hold on to it in that situation.
So we didn't set a particular player with a total. We have set 110 rush yards as the total, which is, it's ambitious. If you look at what the Skins have done so far this season on the ground, they had only 64 rush yards against the Eagles. Then they gashed the Rams. They went for 229 against the Rams. Last week against the Raiders, 116. Not particularly efficient 116. I mean, Samaje Perine got the bulk of the carries, was averaging less than 3 yards per carry, but they showed they were committed to the run, which made a big difference. And once you have a lead, you might as well keep running the ball.
Right.
So 110
rush
yards.
Well, and when your quarterback can complete those third and eights,
right,
it's not a problem.
Right. Rush yards against the Chiefs, 110. Tandler, I'll start because you started the last one. I got them under on this one, and here's why. The Chiefs have a strong front seven in three games this season, and I recognize that some of this is situational because they built leads. But in three games this season, the Chiefs have only given up more than 110 rush yards once. That was against the Pats week one. Last week against the Chargers, who have a really good running back in Melvin Gordon, they only got 104 rush yards. The week before that against the Eagles, who don't – their run game's kind of a show, I would say. They only got 107. I think the Skins will commit to the run. I think there'll be 20 carries given to the running backs, but I don't think they get over 110. Last week in the dominating game against the Raiders, they just barely got over with 116.
But, I mean, if the – okay, well, I'm going over. The Chiefs have had three opponents go over 100 on them. So I think the Redskins getting 110 is – it's not a cinch, but I think it's definitely doable.
So, I mean, really, I think if you and I had to predict the totals on this thing, I would predict Cousins at, like, 305. I think you're probably predicting him at, like, 280.
275, 280, yeah.
Right. And so, and then I think rush yards – I would have it at like 95, 103.
Not go 115.
Right. So we're really just on the other side.
Which are good over underline.
Right, right, exactly. Our last one is time of possession. This one was a user submitted from our guy, Rohishan RR. We got a ton of good submissions in our last podcast.
Which we put up too late. So we have to get those up.
What do you mean?
Earlier next time. Let's get them up earlier next time.
What do you mean?
Because some good ones came in after we'd already done the podcast.
The bulk of them came in while we were doing it. But sure, we can work on that. A lot of them were just funny. I like the funny ones. Also, I think after the bye week, we're going to run a poll. I'm thinking about expanding over-unders to 5 just because they're fun to do and people are enjoying them. We're also going to start doing opposing team over-unders, if nothing else, just because Taylor really doesn't want to do them. But we're gonna let the people vote, and we'll see what happens. This is still a democracy, Taylor.
No comment.
I think it's still a democracy anyway. We'll see. All right. Our last one, time of possession. The Chiefs have not had an opponent go over 30 minutes in time of possession. It might be even less. I think I saw 26 somewhere, which is pretty nuts that they haven't had an opponent go over 26 minutes in time of possession. But Taylor and I have set the Redskins' time of possession at 31. Taylor, I will let you go first.
I'm going to put them over. I think that if they run the ball as well as I think they will, I think that will grind the clock a little bit. And, of course, the Redskins' defense has to step up. You know, they're not going to hold the Chiefs to 128 yards like they did the Raiders last week. You know, you're just not going to see something like that. They haven't done it in, I don't know how long ago it was, 1991, 26 years.
A while ago.
They haven't done it since then. So, but I think, you know, I think they'll go over. They won't get the 35-37 like they had earlier this week. I mean, excuse me, against the
Raiders
and
the
Rams.
So,
but I think they'll get over 31.
Here's something interesting. The Eagles got over 30 on the Chiefs in a loss, but they had the ball a little bit more than the Chiefs. I think that's interesting. The Chargers were under 30, and the Pats, week one, the Chargers and the Pats were about the same at 29 and change, 29-30, 29-46 for New England. So the Chiefs, as much as they've been beating teams, haven't been holding on to the ball much. And a lot of that is because they're a big play team.
Well, that right. That's
they got
right.
home
that's,
run hitters. And
that's what we said earlier.
Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill. I think the Skins go over 31. But even though we disagree on the yardage total, I think the Skins are going to commit to the run and in turn hold the ball a lot.
Yep, that's what they need to do. The best way to keep that Kansas City offense under wraps is to keep them on the sideline.
Have you made your survivor pool pick yet, Taylor?
I have not.
So I have. Do you want to know who I picked?
Yep.
I just stay making gutsy picks because I think it's more fun. Everybody can pick the Steelers or the Patriots or whatever. I, this week, have locked in the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, against the
Eagles?
They got
the Eagles coming out there.
That's not bad.
I think the Chargers are 0-3.
The use of the Chargers.
Well, the ones I've hit so far, I've hit the Rams, I hit the Titans last week, and the Chargers this week. I don't like to be one
Rams
of these.
Week one, so nobody really know that going
right.
in.
I liked the Rams in that game. I actually would like the Rams again this week, but alas, can't pick them.
Yeah,
so
I've pretty much gone chalk. So I've taken.
You have gone chalk. You've gone Steelers, Seahawks, Packers.
I think my strategy is early in the year. You know, crazy things happen. You don't know what's going to happen. So. That's why.
We have a jet flying over us. So I'm the opposite. I try to pick the crazy, which, if you know me a little bit, doesn't surprise you at all.
Yeah, shocking.
But I'm also dumb and forgot to make my pick week two, so I'm playing from behind, so maybe picking the crazy is a bad method, but whatever, we're riding it. Taylor, it's time for us to make our picks before we go to this Zach Brown interview. The line on this thing is 7, which is pretty – that's a lot of points, man. Especially for a team that just dominated the Raiders, for the Skins to be getting 7. I wonder if the Skins had lost to the Raiders. I think you're talking about a 12-point line.
Probably.
Bulk of the action is on the Chiefs as well, which I guess makes sense when you're that heavy of a favorite. But I think something like 65% of tickets, 68% as of this taping, 68% of plays are on the Chiefs right now. Picking to the spread, I definitely like the Skins plus the 7.
Yeah, I think that would be a good bet.
But we're not picking to the spread. We're picking a winner.
Picking the winner.
So go ahead, Taylor.
I'm going to go Chiefs. I just think that they're I'll go something like 24-20. Chiefs have been the Chiefs being 3-0 was great, but they've been a good team for the last really 2 years, and especially last year they were very good. Were kind of underrated all year. Won a tough AFC West. Couldn't get going in the playoffs, but that doesn't matter a whole lot right now. So I will go with the Chiefs. I think Redskins have a shot. I think they have a legitimate shot, but just picking straight up, we'll go with the Chiefs.
So last week I picked the Skins when many people didn't. I thought they would win, and you know what? I'm going to do it again, man. I'm just looking at last week. I think the Chiefs are a good team. One thing that scares me about this, and this was a call I heard on Grant and Danny on Thursday, and this was a really good call. Andy Reid has dominated the Redskins in primetime. If you think back to the Eagles years, I mean, Andy Reid has kind of had their number a lot of times, especially at that Michael Vick Eagles-Skins game. Was just
right.
Isn't there a nickname for that one? Was that the Monday Night Massacre or something?
Who knows?
I mean, they dominated. Remember Deshaun deep on the first play of the game?
Oh, I remember all that well.
So I think there's plenty of reason to like the Chiefs, but here's what I'll say. I don't know that the Chiefs are a great football team. I don't know that Alex Smith is that good of a quarterback. I think the Redskins defense has been playing lights out. Wait until you hear Zach Brown talk this defense is playing for keeps, man. I think what they did last week was largely sustainable. I don't think a lot of it has to change. I think with the Chiefs, you got to play a bit different. You want to keep everything in front of you just because they have, you know, speedsters. But I looked to last week, and Kansas City was outgained on the ground. It was outgained overall, rather, by the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers had 330 total yards against the Chiefs, but they had three turnovers. I think the Skins will play a little bit smarter. Yep. What's that?
Yeah, they got to hold on to the ball.
I just think the Skins are coming into this thing on fire, and I think the Chiefs, just the law of numbers, man, it's tough to get to 4-0 in this league. I think for the Skins to do it, it won't be like last week. And I'll admit that playing an Arrowhead is going to be a really, really big challenge. So it wouldn't shock me if this thing goes sideways and the Chiefs win by 10, maybe two touchdowns. But I think the Skins can win a squeaker. I really do. I think this thing could be 28-24 Redskins.
Okay.
27-24.
Right.
I think Dustin Hopkins is going to have to make some kicks for them to win this game.
Yep. Yeah, like that 51-yarder that went against the upright. And the Redskins will not be able to get away with turning the ball over twice like they did against the Raiders.
Well, and they've turned the ball over in every game. They got to cut that out. I mean, you can't have Crowder muffing punts. There's a lot of stuff that cannot happen.
Yep.
But I think young guys on defense make a difference. Monte Nicholson is making a difference. John Allen is making a difference. And I think that continues. Second-year guys, Ioannidis, Kendall Fuller, those guys are making big differences.
Yeah, Ioannidis. It's funny. Gruden was talking about him like he was a brand-new player on the team just about. It was funny.
I mean, we saw it in Richmond.
Right.
But I don't think we expected this much this fast.
No.
I don't know this, but I think Kirk may have had his baby. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll wait. That'll be decided before we're listening to this thing. Tandler.
You will hear.
It'll probably be in the news. Tandler, any last words?
No. I just think, you know, looking forward to going out to Kansas City. And
what are you so good at telling everybody?
Oh. Oh, well, you got to be specific. I'm not going to give out our handles because they're going
to
change.
No, just tell people to subscribe.
Oh, subscribe. It's a different place, site doing the podcast, but it's really all the same stuff. So get your comments in and subscribe.
Well, in the comments, easy. We want reviews on iTunes more than anything
else. It's so easy. All you got to do is go on the CSN Redskins page or Real Redskins, and you can subscribe. You can see their display, the little section for the podcast right there. You can subscribe right from there. There's no reason for you not to subscribe.
Well, and you know, one of the things I meant to share this, I found this really interesting. I was looking at the – so we're on a new website now, a new, I guess, hosting service, would you call it that?
Yeah.
We were on Audio Boom. Right. We were on Audio Boom. Now we're on this site called Art19. Kevin Kessler and Dan Martin are the smart guys making these decisions, so they made this decision to switch.
Yeah. We were not consulted.
I don't really know why, but I'm sure it's a good decision. In the last 30 days, how high do you think our international listening audience is? I was impressed by this.
I bet it's a lot more. I bet it's in the thousands.
No, percentage.
Oh, percentage. Go with 8.
Dude, way over. In the last 30 days, 21% of our listeners are international.
Wow.
Isn't that remarkable?
That is.
I know one of them is our boy Adam Goss in Canada.
Yep.
And I know there's a dude that hits me up on Twitter named Stefan that I think's in Germany. So if you're international, drop us a line. I get a kick out of that. Just looking at the data, the UK is our number one international spot, but Sweden, the Ivory Coast, Spain, and Canada got folks listening.
Shout out to the Ivory Coast.
Shout out to the Ivory Coast. We appreciate you guys listening. Côte d'Ivory, I think that's how you say it in French. I'm sure I didn't pronounce it right.
You could well be right.
All right, you've heard me and Tandler long enough. It's time for Zach Brown. He is fantastic. You guys are really going to enjoy this. And you will hear from us next after the game Monday night in Kansas City.
From an undisclosed location in Arrowhead Stadium.
Right. So, and also, we're going to have a ton of social stuff all weekend because we're going to be out in Kansas City. So check us out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Take care. Here comes Zach.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
All right, Redskins fans, this is a player you are going to be very excited to hear from. I'm joined by linebacker Zach Brown. Zach, what's up, dude?
Not much. Just getting finished practice, chilling.
So, where to begin, man? I doubt you check Twitter as often as I do, considering it's like how I make my living. Here comes some guys.
J-No.
Oh, yeah.
Breland and Norman, yo, your phone is cracked up.
Yeah,
how does
man.
Zach Brown have a cracked up phone?
Hey, believe it or not, if it gets too hot, it goes. I can't use it, so I got to turn it off every 30 seconds.
Dude, there's got to be a listener to the podcast that can hook Zach up with a new phone. Like my phone is all messed up, but
that's the same thing. But yours don't go black.
Mine still works, all right.
Look, you see the line?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, mine's goes.
You got to get a new phone, man.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna just replace this. Because the iPhone 6 is good. I got the phone jack.
Hold on. You have an iPhone 6?
Yeah.
Not have like a real nice 8?
Nah, they don't got the headphone jack. I need that.
Well, dude, they have – you just Bluetooth the headphones.
Nah, you always need that jack. You never know what you might get into.
You want to hear something wild? So I have the 7. When we were in Florida for that Tampa game, I dropped this in a swamp 2 feet underwater. I got it out of the swamp, still worked. I got a text message as I was pulling it out.
Oh, see?
So you get rid of that headphone jack, and it worked, and it's much safer to have.
No, see, I got the Android for that.
Ah, all right, you're a two-phone guy.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. This all one's right. Just like, I don't know.
Somebody needs to get Zach Brown a new phone.
Yeah, this one's just high school.
Can I take a picture of your phone screen?
Look at it.
All right, I'm going to tweet it out.
Look at that. Look at that screen. It's horrible.
All right, now let's talk about football. The Oakland game, this team hasn't had a dominant win like that in like 2 decades, man. And one of the most interesting things that happened. We're getting all right, so let's tell everybody where we are. We're on the couches outside of the locker room between the weight room and where players go for treatment and meetings. Yeah. So we're getting plenty of comments from folks walking by. Is that affairs?
Yeah, a lot of comments.
But Redskins hadn't dominated an opponent like that in more than 20 years. The Raiders didn't even have 100 yards of offense until late in the fourth quarter of that game. What the hell did you guys do that went so well?
You know, we finally got together as a team, as a defense. You know, the first two games was shaky because, you know, we never really – all of us didn't play together as a whole crew. That was our first two times playing with each other. And, you know, as it keep going, the more and more we play with each other, the more and more, the better and better we get. So, for us, it's going to be a test on Monday to see how really good we are versus Kansas City because they had a lot of weapons.
So, let's talk about those weapons. Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill jump off the page because of their speed. You have some serious speed, especially for a linebacker. How do you slow down those guys in that explosive KC offense?
Oh, you know, the front seven, we got to take care of the run, and we got to help the DBs out as far as the passing plays. You know, we just can't have them covering for 4 or 5 seconds. You know, that's a long time to cover.
Sure.
So for us, we just got to make sure we get to the quarterback and stop the running game because, you know, they got all kind of – they're a power offense.
I mean, they're explosive.
Yeah, because you never know who might get the ball.
Right. Well, and we haven't even mentioned Travis Kelce yet, who I imagine
– he's probably one of the best tight ends in the league.
Will you be covering him a lot?
You know, you got plays where I cover him, you know, safety cover him. I mean, he's a good person. We just can't leave him out there to be solo. We got to have people stalking him, you know, over the top because it won't be fair to us to have us one-on-one with him all the time. You see what he does when he one-on-one with anybody. He's going to get open. He's, what, 6'7"? His reach and his frame is ridiculous. So you always got to just match up with him nice, but you got to kind of play into him. You can't let him just run.
Kansas City is especially an explosive team. Has Minuski or defensively, are you guys game planning to try to – stop those big plays, those just backbreaker plays?
No, you know, we just got to keep doing what we're supposed to do and just be key into our assignments because if you actually watch the film, a lot of the plays come because people are not doing their assignments, not reading their keys. And if you read your keys and do what you're told, you'll be a good defense, you know. And you just got to have people to make up for your mistakes sometimes. Sometimes you got to be that person like, oh, man, he made a mistake. You got to wash up. You got to clean that up for him. Because, you know, everybody got to make a mistake, but it's going to make a mistake. But is the person behind you going to correct it for you? It's the biggest part of being a great defense.
Well, and even not the mistake part, but, you know, Mason Foster told me the story against the Rams, that the interception late in that game that sealed the win. He told you, hey, if I see this route again, I'm going to jump it, so you got to back cover me. What is it like to have that trust kind of this early on a defense?
It's good because, you mean, you're just going to keep building. And it's going to our peak. We ain't even hit it yet, so we're just going to keep going. We just got to make sure we peak at the right time and just keep it hot. We got to be consistent. We just can't be dominant then not dominant, then dominant, then not dominant. We got to be dominant throughout the whole thing. We just got to go out there and play some football for really that's what it is. No thinking, go out there, play football.
So, all right, I got to ask you this. One of the absolute most popular things on Twitter I have seen since that Raiders game, and really since the Rams game and even against the Eagles, is Redskins fans are adamant that the team needs to sign you to an extension, like right now. They know you're on a one-year deal. And I've tried to tell some fans, like, hey, you know, he probably signed a one-year deal to show the league what he can do, and then next year free agency is going to look quite different. So what do you say to fans that want you back?
You know, I would love to come back because, you know, I'm here with a great group of guys, and, you know, they're really young. Our defense is really young if you really want to technically look at it.
I think it's the youngest in the league.
Yeah.
As far as percentage of players over 30.
Yeah, I think we got, what, Ziggy probably? Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Probably Ziggy, D-Hall.
D-Hall, yeah.
Depending.
Yeah, that's it, really. Because Jano, what, 28, 29?
Right, I don't think he's over 30 yet.
He's not over 30.
And a number of players are in their third year or less.
Yeah.
I mean,
what I'm saying. It's a lot of young guys here.
Right, so like Breland's a veteran in his fourth year.
Yeah, he's in fourth year. And that's crazy to say he's old. Right. He's only in his fourth year. But, yeah, it's a young group of guys. Just like I tell them, like, yo, I say, we're young. I say, y'all just don't understand. I say, we're doing this when we're young. I said, think about it when the Seahawks and when Patrick Willis was doing it, when Baltimore was doing it. They did it when they were young, and they just kept it going. So every young guy that came in, they know, look, this is the way we do our defense. This is the way we practice. This is the way we take the field. This is the way our attitude are. And if you can't get down with that, then you don't need to play. Because for us, our attitude is we're going out of here, anything moving. You got the ball, you're in here. We're not sitting here. We're not going to sit here and try to patty cake with you. We're going to talk our trash. We're going to sit here and do what we're going to do. We're going to tell you what we're going to do. Is you going to stop it? Some teams might stop it. Some might not. Compliment to them. But at the end of the day, we're going to go out there with confidence. You got to go out there with confidence. You have to.
The line, we're not going to patty cake with you, is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
You should make some T-shirts on that.
Yeah, they are.
So you also had a really good line. You know, I'm in the tunnel when you guys are coming off the field, and you were saying, welcome to the Capitol, as you were leaving the field last week. Was that something you had thought of, or you were just hyped in the moment?
I was just in the moment, man. I was just in the moment because, you know, it was a big victory for us. You know, everybody counting us out, except for the Redskins Nation, everybody that was with us. Everybody, you know, they believed in us, and that's all you have to do is have to, you know, stick with us, you know, tune in.
Right.
And, you know, after the first loss, everybody's like, oh, it's about to be a down year. It's the beginning of the season. It's a long year. You know, we take it by quarters. We're still in the first quarter. We got to come out with the first – we got to come out on top every quarter.
So what is it – you talk about carrying momentum in an NFL schedule.
Mm-hmm.
How do you carry the momentum from the Raiders game out to Kansas City with you?
You know, you just got to keep going, you know, feeling good. You just got to keep going and keep up the dominant performance. You got to keep hitting people because, you know, a lot of offensive guys don't like to get hit. And when you can hit them hard and hit them legally, then that momentum just going to keep going.
Dude, and you guys were hitting in that Raiders game. I mean, DJ's hit on Beast Mode. You had a couple guys coming over the middle that you planted. The young guy, Monte Nicholson, had a big hit.
Yeah.
How hyped up do you guys get on the sideline, in the huddle, whatever, after you deliver one of those?
Oh, man.
What was your favorite one?
My favorite hit was when Monte hit
Crabtree
in there. It was legal. It was good. It was a great hit.
Yeah.
And it was changing the game because a receiver that can get hit like that and don't get flagged, that's in their mind.
Yep.
When the guys is hitting across the middle, they're going to think twice about catching the ball. So for us, we just got to make sure, hey, look, even if you try to go deep and you try to catch it, and if you do catch it, you're still going to get hit. Now, 10 times out of 10, let's see how many times you catch it. You're going to catch it all 10 times, or you're going to drop it a couple?
I think the word is probably out. I mean, because you had the reputation, Swearinger already had the reputation as big hitters, especially over the middle. You add a young guy like Monte, and what Mason has done, Spate played well, Compton played. Do you want that reputation to build around the league?
Yeah, you know, we as a reputation, you know, we still trying to figure out what our defense is. We know we're aggressive. That's one thing we know. We might rush four, but we're going to be aggressive, hard-nosed hitting defense.
Now, are you guys aggressive, or does that come from Inuski?
Nah, most of us was already aggressive before we got here.
Yeah, I believe it.
I know DJ was aggressive when he was in college. I'm the same way. Jano was Jano when he was at the Panthers. So everybody that's coming over, like McClain, McGee, they was doing the same thing. They was doing the same thing they was doing when it was at Dallas and Oakland. And then, you know, Jonathan coming in and doing what he's doing, you know, he's doing that at Alabama. It was just – good mindset of guys that coming in, like, look, I'm going to come out here and destroy you. There's no, hey, man, he's good, man. I got to respect him. No, I don't respect him out there. Man, it's lack of respect. You respect this game, after that, look, I'm better than you on the field today. That's how you're supposed to take the field.
Are you surprised how good John Allen is right away?
Yeah, you know, he's coming along. You know, this last game was like he showed us a lot of stuff. And I told him, I said, you got to keep it up. I said, bro, you went against one of the best guards. If not, you went against the best guard in football. Like right now, he's the best guard, and he was having your ways a lot of times with him. I was like, bro, and he's a great, good guard. I say, now you got to bring that shit every week. I said, everybody going to expect it out you every week. Every week, in and out. Like you gotta have that performance. I said, it might be some days you might be down, but you got to bring it every week.
Well, and that kid has talent.
I mean, and he's so young.
Right. You talk so about the young guys on the team. All right, I know we got to scoot here before too long, so let's talk a little bit more fun stuff. You're relatively new to the Ashburn area. You're from Columbia, Maryland. Yeah. We had this debate one time in the locker room. What constitutes the DMV for you?
You gotta be like, I'm telling you, you gotta be like that Bethesda area.
Is
like,
is Ashburn DMV?
No, because it's like 45 minutes away.
Is Columbia, DMV? Maryland DMV?
No.
So
I feel like you gotta be like that Largo, like over there in there, what's the west, like Fort Washington area.
Okay.
You gotta be like
in and around the Beltway.
Yeah, there we go. All right, there we go. Like Alexandria and stuff, that's the DMV because it's right here.
Right.
It's like right there.
So is Columbia more Baltimore then, or is Columbia?
Yeah, we like people in Columbia probably we claim more Baltimore, and like we go to Baltimore before we go to DC.
Like if you're going out for the night, you go up to Baltimore rather than down to DC.
Yeah, we go. Yeah,
it was
DC. We got to buy a hotel. You and my friends, we got to stay out there. See, in Baltimore, we can go out and go back because we're so close.
Right. So I went to Maryland, and I must have had 100 friends from Howard County. My roommate for 3 years, Mike Farley, went to Glen Elg High School.
Oh, yeah.
You had to think that was cow country, right?
Yeah, it was in the boondocks.
Yeah.
To this day, I don't know how to get to Glen Elg.
That's mixed two of us, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know where
he used to say, and I don't know if this is true or not, but he said they used to get the first day of hunting season off school, or like it was an excused absence or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man, that's crazy. I ain't never hunt like that in Maryland. First off, I didn't even know people were hunting like that.
I've gone goose hunting a few times,
which
is cool because you're out on the water.
Yeah, I go in South Carolina. I don't stay in Maryland. I go where it's got the halls and everything at.
Let me ask you this one, because you and I had this conversation. You went to North Carolina, obviously.
Yeah.
University of Maryland recruited you, but wanted to convert you. Is that right?
Yeah. I was going to play a running back at the University of Maryland. I wasn't even going to be a defensive player.
And then Carolina let you be a linebacker, right?
Yeah,
You were coming in as a DB, possibly a linebacker?
Linebacker, if I were to stay small, they were going to move me to safety, but believe it or not, when I was there my junior year, when they found out how fast I was, they moved me to I was going to be running back, and I was practicing returning kicks and everything.
Josh, you want to give a quick scouting report on Zach?
You'll be karaokeing all the way to the thing.
Well, what was he high-stepping as he was coming through here?
All right. Some soccer.
All right, last couple ones. What are you watching on TV right now? What's on Netflix for you?
What's on Netflix right now? I just finished watching The Narcos. Cartel. That's good.
That's like –
it's real good.
That's an adrenaline ride watching those shows.
Yeah. It's crazy because one of them died, got killed in Mexico.
What do you mean?
One of the people that's in the
In the show?
In the show.
I'm
sitting there like, yo, that's crazy.
That's
this is a
little
good
scary.
Show. Yeah, it's a good
Dude,
show.
Have you watched Ozark?
I watched the first episode.
Ozark is good.
This is the first episode?
Ozark is good.
I said, I got to finish. I got to keep watching that.
Where are you eating out here in Ashburn? What's your go-to?
Eddie Marlowe's.
What is it?
Eddie Marlowe's?
Yeah.
It's like a
steaks?
Steakhouse. They got everything there.
Good stuff?
DC Prime, they got some great.
Oh, I know DC Prime.
Yeah, they got some good stuff. Yeah, Eddie Marlowe's right there in the Loudoun.
Oh, one Loudoun.
Yeah,
all
right there. That's just delicious.
All right, this will be our last one. We're going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here we come. Are you a barbecue guy?
Yeah, I heard they got good barbecue.
That's what it's known for out there.
Yeah. But, it's kind of hard to compete with May in Memphis for the barbecue in Memphis, the barbecue fest in Memphis.
Yeah, so there's all these places that are known for barbecue. I want you to rank these three barbecue items as far as what you like.
All right.
Ribs, brisket, pulled pork. How do you rank them?
just the way you did. Ribs is number one to me. I like ribs, especially after I had the barbecue pit master. I know, man. I'm up. And then I'm always on time. And then it's brisket and pulled pork. I just really don't care.
You don't like pulled pork, dude?
Not like that.
That's my one seed, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, you went to Carolina. Carolina pulled pork's the best there is.
Them ribs is delicious.
Zach, thank you very much, man. Appreciate
no
you coming.
No problem.
I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.